Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7, The Game.
Wiggins comes across, working on Fournier. Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider he has many more years in his career, he might be setting a record that may never be broken. Draymond Green, Stephen Curry hugged down the floor. An intentional foul by the Warriors. They're going to stop the game, and the ball will go to number 30.
Welcome in. It's Warriors Wrap-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, what finally happened? The soundboard's not working after all that.
Jeez. Well, it was going to go ridiculous because Stephen Curry set the all-time three-pointer record tonight. 2,974, but that's a beginning. This record is going to go and go and go. As Tim Roy said, many years remaining in Stephen Curry's career. Many, many years. A lot of three-point shots still to come. The speed with which he got here continues to be the most insane thing.
Ridiculous!
Thank you, Sterling. 511 fewer games than Ray Allen. Just a little more than half. And I've said this repeatedly as we've sort of been on our way to this point over the last couple weeks. Just the thought that someone would be that much better at shooting three-pointers than Ray Allen was inconceivable to me before I saw Steph Curry. Inconceivable. And by the way, I'm not so sure there's not another guy on this very team who we'll be seeing soon that's not also a better three-point shooter than Ray Allen. It's remarkable what Steph Curry has done, but what he and Klay have done together, the fact that they're on the same team. But it's Steph's night. It's Steph's night. Some fun stats on this record. And if you want to talk about it, 888-957-9570. For me, this is as fun a record as I've ever been able to witness up close. And I've seen some good stuff. But the unparalleled joy, the downright exuberance that Steph Curry plays with, it makes the game so much fun. And that three, give me the highlight again, Sterling.
Wiggins comes across, working on Fournier. Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider
that's it's a good one. It was a good one to be the record breaker. When they show that highlight, it's a pretty quintessentially Steph Curry highlight. Incredible quick release. Man pretty close to in his face. Nothing but net. Just a big old bang. Like, if he gets a wide open three and it bounces off the backboard, it's not as satisfying. But for all the hand-wringing, all the goofiness, when it got right down to it, pretty much everything about the way this record ends up getting broken is incredibly satisfying. You're at Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, a place that Steph Curry clearly values. We know that from his history. The whole family's there, or most of it anyway. Reggie's there. Ray Allen's there on TNT. And you do it at the beginning of the game so we can sort of put it all behind us and take care of business. Although, take care of business might not be exactly how I described the nature of that win. It was not pretty in New York. These last two games, this back-to-back Indiana-New York, felt like they traveled back to like 1997 to play the Pacers and Knicks. Slow, physical, ugly, low-scoring basketball. But hey, two wins. And this Warrior team is continuing to show that they can take care of what they have to take care of against lesser teams. I mean, really, so far, the performance against lesser teams, for me, has been extremely convincing. And that's something that this team is going to need. They're not so good that they can just screw around. But they're flat out better than a lot of teams. And if they consistently beat the teams that they're clearly better than, you can live with the occasional bump in the road to Phoenix or Philadelphia or even Memphis. It's the San Antonio loss you can't have. And I don't think we're going to see many of those duds from the Warriors this season. Off now until Friday, some time to enjoy themselves. Our own Whitley pointed this out on Twitter, but it's going down tonight in the Big Apple. And Draymond's going to charge a nice, expensive bottle of wine to Joe Lacob's tap. It's like the beyond the breaking it at Madison Square Garden, you know the whole team is excited they did it in New York because it's going to be a real party tonight. Like, rent out a nightclub, go nuts party, day off tomorrow, day off Thursday. You can earn yourself a two-day hangover tonight and still be ready to go in Boston on Friday. Just a little hop, skip up the road. You can miss the private jet and take a bus there on Thursday, for God's sakes. Still be fresher than you were for today's game. And that's another thing. I think we have to factor into tonight's performance, Steph and team-wide. Like, this actually was a difficult circumstance. And that brings me to something else I want to address. You want to weigh in on the record, give us a call. 888-957-9570 is the phone number. You can text us at that number as well. This whole Draymond nonsense, that people are upset with Draymond for bringing up the flight problems. For those of you who are unaware, the Warriors plane had mechanical issues last night. So they're grounded in Indy. They spent the night. Then this morning there were more delays. And, you know, they get to New York middle of the day, what, 6 or so hours before their game? 7 hours maybe before tip? And that throws off your schedule. And, like, yes, Draymond is privileged. NBA basketball players live a privileged life for the most part. Draymond knows that. And, like, this has nothing to do with how he sees the world or what he does with his privilege in general. Yes, they still get to fly a private jet, and that's much better than the rest of us. When I delay it overnight, I don't then get on a private jet. No, I just take the same stupid plane that got delayed. That's neither here nor there. What happened here is Draymond Green complained about a bad day at work. That's it. Can't a man just go on Twitter? Who cares if he's rich and he still flies private? That's a legitimately bad day at the office when your plane is essentially delayed overnight and you're flying into New York and then have to run over to MSG to play an important basketball game. We all have rough days at work. I have rough days at work, and sometimes I complain about them on Twitter. And when I do that, it doesn't mean that I don't care about all the problems in the world that are much bigger than my bad day at work. The other day, I went to get my baby a flu shot, okay? She's 7 months old, getting her first flu shot. And I show up for the flu shot on time for my supposed appointment, and there's a line, and they haven't even started giving flu shots yet. And the line's just getting longer and longer, and everyone's getting a little grumpy. We're all just waiting 15 minutes, 20 minutes after it was supposed to start, 30 minutes. We're just standing there. And then they started playing the Macarena, okay? Now, understand, at this point, I'm dealing with a seven-month-old child who's starting to get fussy. I'm annoyed that we're delayed. And the last thing I want to hear is the Macarena. So I tweeted angrily about, you know, how about if you're 30 minutes behind on flu shots, don't play the Macarena. Now, my point is, I know that's not one of the world's great problems. I was just annoyed about the Macarena playing. And I wanted to tell people about it. And to me, that's what Draymond did. That's all. He's annoyed, and I think rightfully annoyed. Let the man vent about a legitimately difficult work situation. He's about to be asked to perform on one of the biggest stages in the sport under way less than optimal conditions.
What, do you want the Beatles instead?
He's not going to die, okay? Nothing horrible is going to happen, but also he is going to be expected to play at a high level. He is not going to be given a break for his performance on the floor that night, you know? So let him be upset that the plane got delayed overnight. It's not a big deal. We don't have to make it a referendum on how Draymond doesn't understand the plight of the working man. He's just upset that their whole schedule was thrown off. 707 texter, people complaining about Dre's tweet would be in bed for a week after a weekend hoops run. Yeah, that's my instinct as well. A 424 texter says, Kolsky starts freaking out when the penthouse five-star hotel suite bed sheets aren't Italian silk.
Come on, you count on that.
That's true. I expect to get what I paid for.
They better be 500 thread sheet, too.
Brian, you got to get the terminology right if you're going to weigh in on thread counts.
You blew it!
It's got, we take our thread counts very seriously here at Kolsky & Company. All right, 888-957-9570 is the phone number. I almost said a different phone number. You can call or text us. Steph Curry, he is your record holder. This is a fun fact from producer Brian, courtesy of Marcus Thompson. 1,252 threes off the dribble, 1,720 catch and shoot. That's coming into tonight. I don't know what the five tonight did. That's the remarkable thing here, right? I mean, I would love to know what Ray Allen and Reggie Miller's breakdowns were in that respect. But to have it so split, it's remarkable. And that's really... and I think both Ray and Reggie have said this as well. That's what makes Steph Curry so clearly the greatest shooter of all time. It's, he can give it to you any way you want it. Any type of shot. That's what Steph Curry's good at. Off the dribble, catch and shoot, doesn't really matter. He's remarkable. And one of the things I want to ask people is, where do you think he gets this thing to? I mean, 33, basically 3,000 right now. Honestly, I think 4,000 is a foregone conclusion, barring some sort of massive injury.
That's a good number.
I'll be a little surprised if he doesn't get to 4,500. Can he get the 5,000? That to me is really, that's sort of the highest bar we can set. Can he get to 5,000? You think he can get to 5,000? Think about it. Do some math. 888-957-9570. Let's go to the phone lines. Philmo Mike. What's happening, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Koski, brother? Man, what can I say, man? People were talking about, oh, we just wanted to come naturally. If it come in Indiana, it comes in Indiana. It comes in Boston, it would come in Boston. Nah, man. It was perfect in New York, bro. And I'm not even a huge, like, I like New York. New York is a great city. Madison Square Garden, cool arena, overrated. But what happens in that building is special, and you can't beat that ambiance of all them superstars. You had Tracy Morgan.
Yep.
Showing love to the Warriors by rocking the Latrell Sprewell jersey, but when he was on the Knicks.
Yep.
So him, Ray Allen, you know.
Chris Rock in the building.
I was thinking. Yeah, man, like that ambiance was second to none. And Curry's shots tonight looked it dead on. Like all of them, like the other games they was looking on, tonight's they were looking on. When he shot that first one, I'm like, oh, that's going in. So kudos to Curry, man. And one last thing, I didn't realize I was going to get emotional, but I did kind of get like slightly emotional. You know, I shed a little thug tear in the car. I mean, Washington game. It was crazy, man.
I love it. Respect, Mike. Shout out to every Warrior fan who shed a little tear when Steph Curry broke the record. Because I get that part of it. I'm a little too young to remember the Bulls being a destitute franchise for years and years and years. But they were before Michael Jordan. And really, in many ways, that's what Warrior fans, the vast majority of living Warrior fans, dealt with from around 1977 all the way up to Steph Curry. Just a wasteland of suckitude for most of those years. Sure, Run TMC was great. We Believe was great. Thank you, Sterling. But that's part of it, right? I mean, you never thought you'd be here, Warrior fans. It was never going to be you that had the game-changing, feat-defying superstar who just completely rewrote basketball, led you to 5 straight finals, 3 titles, and still counting. I mean, totally unique player. Greatest shooter of all time, now a record holder, 3-time champion, 2-time MVP, only unanimous MVP. Guys like that didn't play for the Warriors. That's just not what you got. You got some nice guys, nice players. The Latrell Sprewells, Chris Mullin, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond run. Good. Borderline Hall of Famers. The best of those guys. Wilt Chamberlain, you had him, then he left. To have this team and this dude, and on top of all of it, you know, Ann Killian tweeted this tonight, and I think she's right. A lot of records get broken, but I believe the way she put it was she's never seen such a record be broken by such a nice guy. And not just nice guy, like normal nice guy. Not just, there's plenty of superstars who don't suck. But there's very few superstars who seem to be able to maintain the down-to-earth vibe of Steph Curry. The like, just a normal, neighborly nice guy. It almost doesn't make sense. We're not going to get into politics at all, but I have this theory that, you know, you can't actually become president and not be horribly corrupt, right? And the reason I bring that up is related is I just think it's really hard to become an American sports superstar and not get caught up in some of the trappings of fame, some of the attention that's paid to you. But LeBron is a great example. I think LeBron is generally a decent guy. I think his intentions are good. I think he tries really hard. He works really hard. I think he's a winner. I think he makes good decisions for the most part. And yet, he's a little bit of a diva. He's a little bit attention-seeking. He's a little bit domineering and wants, you know, his way or the highway. Like, it's just tough to be that much of a star and that much the center of attention and that much put on a pedestal for years and years and to not take some of it on into your psyche. It might be the most incredible thing about Steph Curry. It's not. The shooting is the most incredible thing. But a close second is the way he's maintained his humanity. There's really no point where you question any of those human things about Steph Curry. It's so incredibly unique. It makes it just so joyous to root for him. We're just very lucky. Let's hit the phones real quick before we go to break. Mike in San Francisco, your thoughts on Steph Curry, my friend.
Yeah, what's up, Kolsky? Man, there's so many words to captivate Curry's greatness. Just nobody envisioned ever saw this. And the biggest assist goes to the T-Wolves, who passed him up twice. And remember, the Knicks thought they were going to have him. And
yep.
They didn't think the Warriors were going to take him. So the Knicks, they're still bitter and angry 13 years later than what could have been for them. But as far as we got here, I don't think anybody envisioned the greatness of Curry. We thought maybe he'd be a good player, maybe make an all-star too, but to be the all-time great sniper in league history, I don't think anybody foresaw this. And I think this was the perfect way to for him to break the record. It would have been kind of a disappointment in Indiana. You wanted to do it, and Curry said multiple times, playing at the Garden is his favorite venue. Outside of Chase or Oracle used to be.
Yeah.
And I think this was perfect. The crowd was great. I thought the way they recognized his accomplishment there was spectacular. I loved having Reggie Miller and Ray Allen there. So, man, just a tip of the cap to him. And the way he's just been so even-keeled throughout, no real missteps. And for him to be as great as he is and to be as humble as he is just incredible compared to, like, you know, LeBron or even KD, who are always getting into something and got rabbit ears about everything. Curry just does none of that really affects him. And just great to see, man. The only minor negative tonight, I wish Klay would have been there because he's the other great Splash Brother. Any reason why, you know, why he didn't make the trip out?
Yeah, because he's practicing. Yeah, Mike. No, it's a fair point. That's and Seth probably. The couple of things that have been nice if those two guys could have been there. Klay's practicing with the G League team. That's why he's not on the trip. I think they want to make sure he's continuing to get in the work to get in game shape because I think he's going to be back on the floor in a week. A week. 6 days, actually. I expect to see Klay Thompson. And if not then the 23rd. So maybe it'll be more like 9 days. 6 or 9 days. 6 or 9. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in on Steph's record-breaking performance. Although it's weird, right? Because it's a record-breaking career. Like, tonight wasn't that special other than that he happened to pass some other dude. Because tonight is not like he set the whole record tonight, obviously. And also, it's not where the record's going to end up at all. In fact, the jersey they gave him with 2974, it's already at 2977. So that's a question. How far out is he going to put this thing? Pushing 3,000 now, can he get to 5? We'll do some math on that. And also, I want to get into this Stephen A. Smith thing, talking about legacy. An interesting discussion point that Stephen A. Smith turned into an obnoxious argument. It sounds about right. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. It is Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As everyone stands up in unison now, as Mr. Curry brings the ball up once again.
Alec Burks guarding it from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good! And there it is! Stephen Curry! The all-time three-point king of the NBA!
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
Ridiculous.
Hey, the soundboard's back, Sterling. I fixed it. You know what? This is a classic. Just quit and reopen the program. I'm Matt Kolsky. It is Warriors Wrap-Up. Soundboard is back. I can see the Steve Kerr cuts. We're ready to go, man. It means I can play the Stephen A. I wanted to play for you. Fired up. 888-957-9570 if you want to call in to discuss Stephen Curry officially becoming the all-time three-point king. More made three-pointers than anyone ever. He's now at 2,977. Is that correct? I think that's right. Hit five tonight. He needed two to get to the 74. 2,977 altogether. Very close to 3,000. Where will he finish? 888-957-9570. A little quick math. Last 7 years combined, he's made about 4.5 three-pointers per game. Last 7 years combined, 4.8 three-pointers per game, starting with the 15-16 season, all right? Now, if we figure at this point in his career, maybe 75 games a season instead of 82, does that feel fair? 75 games times 4.8 made threes, that's 1,620 made threes per season. That can't be right. Hold on. Stop. Something went weird with my calculator. We're starting over. 4.8 times. What was that? So wait a second. 1,000. 363s a season. Thank you. That makes much more sense. Now, again, that's a little conservative for like this year or next year, because I think he could easily play more than 75 games, assuming good health. And right now, he's hitting 5.4 threes a game. It was 5.3 last year. So I'm trying to be reasonable, if not conservative. 360 threes, okay? 360 threes, if he's about as good as he's been the last 7 years. At a rate of 360 threes, just at that rate, in order to get to 5,000, he needs five or six more years like that. Now, if he only hits, say, 300 threes a year, right? Then to get to 5,000, he's going to need maybe 7 years. I guess what I'm saying is, like, unless he gets hurt or retires young, that's where I'd set the bar. It sounds insane to nearly double the previous all-time record. Insane. but I think he's going to do it. I think we're going to see Stephen Curry hit 5,000 three-pointers. And just to give you an idea, you know, okay, well, how unbreakable if he gets to 5,000? There's all this talk about Trae Young being ahead of his pace and what have you. Let's not even get to Trae Young yet. Klay Thompson, we know how good he is. He's at 4,291 attempts. Okay? Attempts. Those are his attempts. 1,798 is the actual number. Think about that. Steph Curry has made three times as many three-pointers as Klay Thompson. And by the way, that 3.8, 4.8 threes a game I gave you, the 4.8 threes a game over the last 7 years, Klay Thompson has never made more than 3.5 threes per game over the course of a season. I love Klay Thompson. You know how I feel about Klay Thompson.
Claytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
Klay Thompson is not catching Stephen Curry. Trae Young's 4 years into his career. He's a career 35% three-point shooter, but up near 40 this year, credit to him. Up near 40, shooting 20 times a game, just letting it fly. He is making 2.8 threes per game. Nobody is on Steph's level. There's nobody playing in the NBA right now that can catch Steph Curry. Nobody. Not unless he retires young. Eventually, will there be somebody? Probably. Nobody playing right now. What he has done is that unbelievable. We'll hear from his head coach in just a minute, but I want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Andrea, the astrologer. How did the stars play into Steph's record breaking tonight?
Yes, they absolutely aligned. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, no, that was really quite a historic night, all-time three-point leader. He was born March 14, 1988, Akron, Ohio, 1:51 p.m. Curiously, same birthplace as LeBron James.
Indeed.
Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big year for Pisces with Jupiter, planet of expansion and abundance in Pisces. And I'm always struck by how humble Steph is. Like when he's interviewed, it's like, well, it was a great team win. And, you know, Madison Square Garden, I grew up in New York, and it's really even more, you know, exciting to get a win in a place like, you know, the world's biggest stage. So that was something right there. Jupiter, expansion, abundance, good fortune. And Steph is always very down to earth about it. You know, he's very humble and very empathetic and kind of sacrificing. And I'm just so proud of him. And, of course, he's like, well, I'm glad we won. You know, that's always like, seems like the main thing on his mind. And Barry Bonds gave him a nice tribute. And, you know, Steve Kerr and his parents were there. And this Jupiter transit goes on through the end of this year and into next. So it's really a very abundant, expansive year with more confidence, high energy, and optimism.
That's what I'm talking about, Andrea. It's going to be a great year. Thank you for the call. A year of abundance for Stephen Curry and the Warriors. You heard it from Andrea. The stars cannot tell a lie. 888-957-9570. Still some time to weigh in on Steph Curry's big night. But again, not really a big night. Just a normal night on which he happened to break a big record. It's a weird thing. And while we're here, it is time for the Steph Curry three-point update brought to you by Masterclass. Steph has now made 145 threes this season. Which, by his standard, is not that many, but by literally everyone else's standard ever, it's already a good season. 145 threes is a great season for almost anybody. Like, it's just the way he has totally bent the numbers out of control. It's just hard to even process. It's hard to even process. There's a list here of the annual three-point field goals made leaders. And, I mean, look, 145 would have led the league a couple times in the 90s. Of course it would have led the league back in, like, the 80s, but we're not even halfway through the damn season. It's bananas. I know I'm like stupefied here, but when I actually sit back and think about what he's done, it just blows my mind. Masterclass lets you learn from over 100 world-class instructors anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Get 15% off your annual membership at masterclass.com/the game. 888-957-9570, the phone number. Nick in Berkeley wants to talk a little Steph Curry. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Man, it's just like, I'm just so glad he's on our team, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
right.
If he was on another team, I'd be pissed off. You know what I mean? But he's just, the man is so humble, and it's just like, he's so unselfish. There's no I in him, like, at all. He's just like the epitome of a team player. But I just want to say, like you were talking about Klay Thompson, I'm, like, wondering when Klay comes back, will he have more three-pointers? And, like, you know, with Klay playing defense and stuff like that, when we get out on fast break points, like, how many times have we seen Curry just come down the court, kind of glance behind himself to see what's going on in his bomb a three, you know, on a fast break? You know what I mean? So I'm sure we'll get a lot more open looks because they're going to have to guard Klay, too. So, you know, they really compliment each other like that. So maybe his numbers might go up to let, you know, compared to the last few years.
I don't think there's any question, Nick. I think his numbers are definitely going to go up in terms of efficiency. The scoring overall could go down a little bit because they'll need less of it. But, yeah, of course Klay makes things easier. I can't wait. It's like a week away, people. You're going to see Klay by Christmas, by George. Dadgummit. A lot of people calling have talked about Steph's humility. And I thought that was really, I mean, look, that's something Steve Kerr wanted to focus on in his comments tonight, and I thought this was particularly telling. Oh, no. It worked
Steph
the one time.
In the locker room was vintage Steph, you know, joyful, grateful. You know, he talked to the team about how much they mean to him, how much the game means to him, the process. It's just, he is who he is. That's the beauty of Steph. He's so authentic. He's so genuine. And I thought the night was perfect. It just pretty much encapsulated who he is, and his reaction to it was perfect.
It's well put. But I don't know what could be more telling than after breaking a record that represents a career of achievement. A lifetime of work, really, for Steph Curry. He goes into the locker room and tells everyone how great they are. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and sometimes it seems almost fake how kind of perfect this dude is, but I actually think it's real, and I'm pretty skeptical when it comes to athletes, but this dude, I think it's real. Let's take one last call on this. Stan, calling from West Oakland. What's going on, Stan?
Nah, this is Sam. This is Sam, man. Not Stan.
Oh, Sam. Hey, Sam.
I am a stan of Steph, though.
I like that.
This is
well
a stan
done.
Account, you know, but I don't know what I'm more impressed by, him getting the record or the timing of it. You know, Jerry Rice had a longevity. Tom Brady, good Lord, he's still doing it.
Right.
You know, I'm finding myself more impressed by how quick he did it in the amount of games. And you know, if longevity means anything towards his career, which I feel like towards the end of his career, like, if he, please, I hope he plays till he's 40 plus, he's just going to be the old man in the corner shooting three still. So I don't know how long this record is going to go, but it's going to be, I'm getting ready to have my first child on March 13th. Maybe he's going to be the next one to bomb away from threes, but that kid might not be born yet. But
yeah,
Steph, man, it was great seeing him on the night whenever he broke the record. I was looking at him on the bench cheering on his teammates, man. He's a one-of-a-kind superstar that I don't think we've ever seen in the Bay. And I don't ever take whatever he is for granted. And I hope the rest of the Bay doesn't, because I've never seen nothing like this before.
Thank you, Sam, and congratulations to you. Good luck with that little baby coming. It's fun. It's hard, but fun. Show you a video of a seven-month-old gurgling right now. Break your heart. Anyway, good luck with that. Yeah, he really is unique, both in his incredible ability and in his particular personality. It's a special, special thing to be around. And even when he steps to the podium, he's talking as much about his own appreciation for everything else around him as anything.
It was a beautiful, I'll call it, ending to this last week and the build up to getting this number. And it was a special atmosphere. I knew the Garden would deliver in terms of just how iconic this place is, but I can't say it enough. I appreciate so much the way the fans embraced the moment with me and let me just kind of get lost in it. And I could feel it once I took the shot on the wing, and it felt good, looked good in the wind. It felt like we were at home. And I didn't really realize that we were going to foul and that there was going to be a timeout and all that. It was just a special moment for sure that I appreciate and I'll remember for the rest of my life in terms of what it means to me to pass Ray, a guy, him and Reggie, and guys I looked up to coming into the game. So definitely special.
I got to say, I watched all his interviews tonight, and I feel like Steph really kind of let it out just how important this actually was to him. And in retrospect, I think I was probably wrong. I think he probably was pressing more than I thought. This really was something like you could see. He got really emotional. There was a point at the end of the TNT interview after he put down the headsets and he was standing there with Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. And he kind of put his hands over his face and he was talking to them. And it just had this look of Stephen Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, going, oh, my God, is this real? And I can just imagine, because again, as someone myself who grew up watching Reggie Miller and Ray Allen stroke jumpers, there must be something surreal for Steph. Even he's known he's the greatest shooter ever for a while, but to actually be in that moment where you're passing the icons that inspired you, I'd have to have success to be able to imagine what that looked like. I can't imagine it. It must be the most incredible feeling. Shout out to Steph. Just an incredible night. And like Steve Kerr said, like Steph said, the Garden, the fans in New York handled it really well. It just about as perfect a night for this piece of history as you could have had. Really, really, really great stuff. Glad to be able to be covering it. Glad to be doing this job on a night like this. Shout out to Steph Curry. And with that, we bring Warrior Wrap Up to a close. We'll wrap up the wrap up, if you will, and sneak a little Niner conversation in before we get out of here. Jennifer Lee Chan covers the team for NBC Sports Bay Area. She will join us next for the latest on the Niners as they get ready to take on the Falcons on Sunday. Kolsky and Company is next. I'm Matt Kolsky. That's it for Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Congratulations to the greatest shooter of all time.
He got it!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!